My name's Wallace. I was born and raised in Wicklow, and now I live in London. This is a piece named Sinead, written by Rosemary Clerkin, and it is set in a rather fancy hotel in London. We hope you enjoy. It's lovely to wake up and clean sheets. That's the best thing about staying here. This place used to have paying guests. Some were celebrities. My room is really nice. I think so, anyway. I have my own bathroom, fresh towels, and a comfy bed. So, how come the likes of me, as my mother used to say, is staying in a swanky hotel? Well, my name's Sinead, and I was homeless. Still am homeless, or classed as such, although being housed here temporarily. The paying guests will no longer pay. They're all holed up in their mansions, doing uplifting videos on YouTube. The local council has paid for us to stay here until the crisis is over. God, I hope it's never over. I'm getting used to my clean sheets and fluffy towels, but that's not the thing I like most. No, the thing I like most is the kindness. Most people on the streets are kind to each other. We look out for each other, but the general public can give us a lot of hassle, or worse, just ignore us. Do you know how it feels to be sitting there next to your sleeping bag on maybe Oxford Street and watch people rush by? They look so busy and their lives seem so full. It makes me sad to feel invisible, not to have shopping to do or a husband and kids to get back to. So, now there's Martin, the hotel manager. He wasn't sure at first about having us as paying guests. He told me once we got to know each other. He thought we'd trash the place or steal the cutlery or whatever. But everyone's been so respectful, as I knew they would. They're a good lot, the street people. Martin and his team chat to us now about normal things. They've stopped asking us about the nightmare stories we could tell. The drinkers, the druggies, the psychos and more. Now they usually ask us about our day, what we think about stuff that's happening, like Boris's press conferences or what we do without the nurses. I like that, as I remember being good at politics at school. I even read The Guardian back in the day. I was in care, you see, and my foster carers were nice. My real family were nice too, apart from our stepdad, who was one of the reasons I came into care. Mum was nice when she was sober. Never knew Dad, but I knew he chose my name. He's from Cork, in Ireland. He wanted me to have an Irish name, and I'm proud of that, but I don't know where he is now. Maybe one day I'll go to Ireland to trace my roots. Maybe. So I was in care in Hackney. A nice family, but when I got to about 14, I started to feel really angry. The anger it built up inside me like a volcano, and then I'd explode. My carers, they just got on my nerves for being normal, and I thought of them as shallow. That wasn't fair, but they never really got the Irish thing. Irish people are complicated and soulful. Sometimes we need to be left alone, but instead they'd try to cheer me up, and that got on my nerves. Can't really explain it. It felt like they didn't get me. So, one day they said they want to be gone, and a few days later, I got put in a children's home. I left that place when I was 17 and was given a room in a travel lodge. I stayed 2 weeks, got bored out of my mind, and left. By that stage, I'd met Derek. Class A in every way, if you know what I mean. I can't remember the last few years. The last place before this hotel was a doorway off Oxford Street. Derek was well gone, just like Dad. I don't have to tell Martin all these things. They'd be too dark for him to deal with. I get that now, but since I've been here, every day seems filled with sunshine, even when it's raining. I'm not sure what I'll do when I end up back on the streets. But Martin and his team have given me a feeling I might be okay. Maybe one day I'll go back to Ireland, to Cork, and see if I can find out more about those roots.
This piece was recorded in May 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.